And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, classical contributor Charles Greenfield previews another exciting season for the Community Arts Program Summer Concert Series at the Coral Gables United Church of Christ. Executive and Artistic Director Mark Hart brings us those details. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Lashinsky. With a mission to collaborate with emerging artists and cultural innovators to facilitate an exchange of art and ideas and to present cutting-edge interdisciplinary performances and exhibitions, Delray Beach's Arts Garage has had a tough but very successful initial 3 years. So successful, in fact, that this multidisciplinary cultural hub for visual artists, musicians, performers, film presenters, and arts educators will now take over a facility in Pompano Beach. And with us today to talk about that excitement is Arts Garage Executive Director, the Czarina, Ms. Aliona Ash. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Aliona.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm just thrilled.
I am thrilled watching the incredible growth of Arts Garage and now with new facilities that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But take us back, Aliona, if you would, to the beginning of the organization and tell us how it all came about.
Oh, I would love to do that. So the Creative City Collaborative is actually the organization that manages Arts Garage and now BACA, which is Bailey Contemporary Arts in Pompano. And it was founded through the visionary ideas of Delray Beach City Commission in about 2008, I believe. I came aboard about 4 years ago to contribute to the mission of the organization, mm-hmm. and we opened Arts Garage in April of 2011 mm-hmm. with the idea of making that venue a cultural hub where everything and anything can be seen in a very intimate, personal environment. The venue itself exploded very organically and beautifully. We started off with jazz, then added classical. Very shortly after that, we brought on Lou Tyrrell, the artistic director of our theater program now, who's done a phenomenal job in presenting off-Broadway type of theater in our own backyard here in South Florida, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing everything. We just introduced a country music component. We're doing comedy this year. Our educational program has been extremely successful, from offering classes in everything, dealing with the performing arts primarily, in music and in theater. We have a great successful educational program in the summer, our summer camp. So we've been just exploding, adding on different kind of whistles, bells and whistles to make the programming even more exciting and continue to go in that direction.
Yeah. So you all really hit the mark, I think, a number of years ago in that it seems that I guess apparently there was some sort of cultural vacuum, maybe that's too intense a word, but up in Delray Beach, and your shows, your initial year was mostly sold out, so people were really hungry for the arts, the performing arts, and in many genres as well, because as you mentioned, you had a very successful jazz series featuring a lot of South Florida musicians and the blues series and on. Tell us about your audience. Is it a certain age group, or does it cover all ages?
And I think we cover just about everything, and we draw from as far as Miami and mm-hmm. as far as Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, so we get a great respect from the entire South Florida community, and we're just thrilled about that. I think the success of our venue is the diversity of programming that we offer so much for folks to enjoy, and we cross-pollinate. So if you necessarily were not aware or didn't appreciate a certain genre, you can explore it. And again, seeing all of those fantastic artists in such an intimate 150, 175 seat venue mm-hmm. makes it amazing, makes it very special, because you can see the emotions and the passion that the artists present on the stage.
Yeah, that's part of the magic of a typical Arts Garage show. You all really have an interesting presentation as well, because it's bring your own whatever,
yep.
which I think people really love.
Love it. So the idea is you can come in with your own basket of munchies and wine.
As opposed to a $10 box of popcorn.
Exactly, exactly. And our audience goes crazy. We had folks come in with champagne and caviar. We have people come in with beer and pizza. So it's all over the map. And the best thing is people share. So they're sitting at the same table and somebody has dessert and somebody has wine. And all of a sudden you begin to create this social atmosphere of sharing your food and drink. And it adds to the excitement of the venue.
So it's a table setup.
It is.
You aren't sitting in a row of seats or whatever, which I think people love because it's just a little warmer,
I think. And we had folks who actually built friendships because they met at Arts Garage and now they come back as a group and that group is growing as well. So it's a very social environment, which I think is desperately needed.
Now, a couple of years ago, you all had a tough time because your site was threatened. Tell us a little bit about that and tell us in what shape you're in now.
Absolutely. So last year, actually, a year and a half ago, the venue that we're in right now was for sale. And there was an offer made to purchase where we are right now. And the community came together. We came to the city commission and made our case. And thankfully, the phenomenal folks at Delray Beach City Commission realized the value that we bring, not just to the city, but to the region. And decided to go to keep us where we are right now. The challenge, of course, is now we have to purchase the venue and we have to raise $2.5 million just to purchase the venue within 2 years. Ideally, we're launching a $4 million campaign because obviously we need an endowment and we need to make improvements to the venue, but there are so many opportunities for anybody who is interested in contributing to the growth of culture in South Florida to help us out with this purchase and their naming opportunities and a whole bunch of other good, exciting things. But the good thing is that we are staying where we are and we're growing and we're getting bigger and better and the support is there. The fact that so many people showed up and petitioned and called and actually we had, and this is such a moving story for me personally, we had musicians who performed with us come to speak on our behalf. And they've driven from as far as Miami again just to make their voices heard. Federico Bricos was one of them.
Oh, he's incredible.
Fantastic. So I'm so grateful to him for that.
He's just incredible. Now, you feature such extensive presentations, as you've mentioned, Aliona, in so many artistic genres. How has Arts Garage added to its offerings over the years? For instance, tell me about the great education you all do. You have many educational programs.
And I credit Drew Tucker, our director of education, for his vision and his contribution to this. We offer classes in everything from music to theater to movement and very small, intimate environment again, so all the kids get very individualized training and tweaking the programs to meet the needs of our students. Our summer camp is starting in a couple of weeks, and it's a one-week program that lasts for about 8 weeks that kids can come in and enjoy everything from piano to guitar and singing and dancing and performing. At the end, we're going to have a little performance that the kids are going to put together, so it's very exciting.
With so many art classes in schools being threatened all over the country, programs like these are essential.
Critical.
Because arts education helps kids throughout their whole lives, you all are certainly helping out in that effort. So this is an ongoing situation for Arts Garage, I would guess, all year long.
Definitely. And we also have very extensive education programs that we do with schools. So we reach out to the underserved community and offer as much as we can to help the kids in greatest needs achieve their highest potential.
And, of course, I would assume you have arts educational classes for we old
adults
folks.
Adults as well, absolutely. If you love music, if you love theater, come and see us. We'll definitely work with you.
That's marvelous. Now, tell us about your funding. You touched on it. About, is it always a struggle in these lean economic times, or are the angels waiting outside your door to help you out?
I know they are out there
both.
Somewhere. Absolutely. No, it is a struggle. It's day to day. It's hand to mouth. And we have grown immensely in the last 3 years, but we always need help. And as the organization expands and gets bigger, especially with the Pompano component to it, we are really making a regional impact on our area. So we're looking for folks throughout South Florida to really get involved, whether it's a board position, whether it's a contribution, whether it's a committee, whether it's a volunteer position, whatever you if you have interest and passion for the arts, please reach out to us. We'll make sure to put that to good use.
How would you use volunteers, for instance? Our listenership is a magnificent group of people who really believe in the arts and education, and I'm sure within our listenership we have a lot of people who would like to, can I help you out anyway? What would they do for you?
Anything from ushering, just in seeing a performance as well, to getting, again, involved with the board or a different committee on a much bigger and stronger commitment level. We have opportunities for everybody, whether it's marketing, whatever your interest is, we will find a good way to use that.
Mm-hmm. More information at artsgarage.org and also ccc-arts.org, and that will take you either to Arts Garage or their new facility we'll be talking about in the next segment. And of course, Arts Garage is at 180 Northeast 1st Street in Delray Beach, right off Restaurant Row, as I call it.
Absolutely.
And our guest today, the Executive Director of Arts Garage, Aliona Osh, and we will return with her in just a moment. Please stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Ed Bell with you. Our guest, executive director of an amazing not-for-profit Arts Garage located at 180 Northeast 1st Street in Delray Beach. She is Aliona Osh. And I say amazing because their growth in their initial 3 years has been phenomenal. And now, in this segment, we'll certainly touch on their movement into Pompano Beach at a new facility. But let's talk about what's going on at Arts Garage in the next month, say. There's a lot of theater.
Lots of theater. We are launching a Cash Ring of Fire musical, which is it features the best of the music of Johnny Cash in a spectacular jukebox musical. So we're excited about it. It's a national tour. We're partnering up with two other theaters to do this production. So the production is going to travel throughout the country and London as well.
Wow.
And best music. Who does not love Johnny Cash?
I love Johnny Cash.
Amazing.
June Carter Cash?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's opening up in June. And then in addition, we're going to have lots of jazz. I mean, jazz is our staple, so we love that.
You've always supported jazz throughout your initial 3 years, and
Absolutely.
Bravo. Thank you for that. You've really helped it grow here in South Florida. Who's coming up this year?
Well, we have our bear with special guest, Sammy Figueroa, our own.
Oh, he's
coming.
Superb.
Oh, fantastic.
Don't you love him?
Yes, passionately. They're coming in June. Naples Jazz Orchestra is actually going to be here next weekend, so having 20 musicians in our intimate venue is going to be great. The Friday before that, we're going to be featuring tango. So if you're interested in learning a little bit of tango and then...
Learning. You can teach me how to dance?
Yes,
I don't think so.
So we're going to have a free lesson at 7 and then a performance and dance.
Free dance lesson.
Yep.
Wow.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's Alma de Tango, the Tango Milonga.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. So that's what's happening. Oh, and then we're also launching our comedy night, which is a new initiative for us. And help us with that is going to be Dan Napolitano, and he's coming in mid-June for that. So a lot of good stuff is happening, a little Brazilian jazz with Rose Max and Diego Figueiredo.
Rose Max is superb.
She's wonderful.
She is probably the finest Brazilian singer here in South Florida. Also, jazz workshop starting June 9th for the kids, ages 11 to 18.
That's part of our summer camp program, absolutely.
Who teaches those workshops?
Well, Drew Tucker is our director of education, and he certainly assembled a phenomenal team of instructors that have incredible credentials.
Now, you have a basic summer camp, June 23rd through August 15th, and you teach kids what?
It's multidisciplinary, so everything from painting to music to drama to movement, you know, we got it all covered.
Well, the movement into Pompano Beach, the Baca facility,
yes.
How did that come about? That's so exciting.
Well, first of all, I want to take my hat off to Pompano Beach, the City Commission, and the Pompano Beach CRA, who have done a phenomenal job of bringing the arts to Pompano and having the real vision of how much arts can contribute to the growth and prosperity of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following their process and progress for the last couple of years, and Baca there was an RFQ that was put out to manage this building called, at that time, Hotel Bailey, and also the Ally building that's under construction right now. So we were selected competitively and opened our doors to what we have renamed as Bailey Contemporary Arts. It's a beautiful venue that has visual art studios on the second level and galleries downstairs. And in the tradition of Creative City Collaborative, we have to mix and match. Mm-hmm. So we're sprinkling in music and film and poetry night. So it's going to be, again, a multicultural hub. is beginning to blossom already. Tonight we have a film night that Carol Greater Bratz is overseeing.
Yeah, our former
afternoon
host. Yeah, wonderful.
And she's being Brazil.
She's working with you all.
She is. We have an amazing team of artists that are working with us, absolutely. So Brazil is tonight. And then we have visual art exhibitions ongoing and are looking for artists to take advantage of the very reasonable price studios upstairs. We have about 10 studios that are out for lease. And we're also going to have a shared space. So if you're an artist and you want to have a place to just come in and paint 24/7, we have facilities to accommodate that now.
So it'll be an office space for them and a studio space for them?
Just visual art studios.
Yeah.
Place
wow.
to work.
Exciting.
To work. Yep.
Now, the Baca Movie Lounge series that you just mentioned will be on Fridays, May and June and July at 7:30. And complimentary wine and a conversation about a film, and then the film screening at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And you mentioned Brazil is tonight, the mm-hmm. Monty Python film. What you could talk for hours about
it. Absolutely.
That. It's a maddening,
so excited.
Magnificent film. Other films you'll cover, Basquiat, the great artist, A Clockwork Orange, mm-hmm. I Shot Andy Warhol on June 13th, Midnight Cowboy, the Academy Award-winning film, June 20th. What a great film. Shot partially right in downtown Miami, Hollywood, mm-hmm. on Young Circle Bandshell. Around midnight on June 27th, the Mambo Kings, July the 11th, and the list goes on and on. You can find that list at artsgarage.org or ccc-arts.org. That'll take you to the Baca site. Now, you recently hosted a big event, Meet the Artists event and Lyrics Lab,
yes.
at Pompano Beach's Cultural Explosion, and this was this past Wednesday. What was the result of that?
It was fantastic. The turnout was absolutely incredible, and the Lyrics Lab is another very exciting program that we put together. It's a combination of a spoken word and music. So any emerging artist, local artist, that wants to come in with his or her own instruments, ideas, thoughts, we give them the mic, and the synergy and the energy that happens because of that is absolutely fantastic. And that's ongoing. That's a weekly event that we have every single Wednesday from 8 on. Extremely successful, and it's incredible to see how much talent we have in our own backyard.
And it's so wonderful that you're helping to develop that talent, because as I say, those are the performers of the future and also the arts audiences of the future. Now, Creative City Collaborative has their summer camp programs at Arts Garage and Baca campuses. Tell us about the Baca campuses. That'll run for 8 weeks. Do I read correctly?
It's very similar. It's a similar program that we have in Delray Beach as well. So all disciplines, all-inclusive, and will really bring out the best in any child that walks through that door.
I understand camps begin at June 9th. Scholarship programs are available.
Always.
Wow.
We're very committed to making sure that everybody has access to high-quality arts education.
How do you administer that a scholarship program? You get donations and earmark it for
absolutely
the kids.
Yes.
And somebody who might be a business owner out there and our South Florida audience can help you all out in that effort?
Desperately need the help of our community to make sure that this program is continuing to prosper. And we have so many sponsorship opportunities, from underwriting shows to helping a specific child in need. Again, you name it, we will be able to work with you.
Wow. Well, I'm just dizzy, Aliona. I'm dizzy. I'm going to have to get myself up off the floor. There's just so such an incredible movement in Arts Garage and now in Pompano Beach at the Baca campus. And what are your hopes for the future? What's your wish list? Is there anything else to accomplish?
Of course, there's always more. We're also excited about opening a new venue also in Pompano called the LA Building that's under construction right now. It's a historic building that's going to feature an outdoor stage for about 300. So
Where is that in Pompano?
That's off of Martin Luther King, very close to Baca. So we're building a whole cultural community right there in Pompano Beach. And then the possibility are endless. We're always looking to see how we can contribute to the growth of this region, which is absolutely fantastic.
Now, all this is under the Creative City Collaborative organization.
Yes.
Do you hope to stretch out your wonderful offerings to other cities? I mean, are there any arts deficient areas here in South Florida? I imagine not.
The arts are prospering immensely in this region, which is so exciting. But we would always love to offer our assistance to any city or municipality that is looking to build their arts and culture foundation.
Well, once again, for more information, artsgarage.org is the main website to go to. A great secondary that can lead you to the Baca site as well is ccc-arts.org. And Arts Garage is located at 180 Northeast 1st Street in Delray Beach. You can call them directly at 561-450-6357. Email address?
info@artsgarage.org. We'll always get to everybody and anybody.
That is marvelous. And good luck. There's so much going on. As I say, I am dizzy. Watch out tonight for the film show at Baca Movie Lounge. That starts at 7:30 with complimentary wine and a great conversation about a marvelous film, Brazil. And then they'll screen the film tonight. Admission is free. Wow.
I mean, life is good.
Life is good. Well, thank you so much to Aliona Ash, the executive director of Arts Garage, and good luck to you. We would love to see you come back in another 6 months or so and tell
thank
us
you.
More exciting news.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.